Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com and Mother Earth News, February-March 2025. Let's get started with HGTV. 20 Clever Cleaning Brushes You Never Knew You Needed. Get ready to make your life so much easier with these cleaning tools that save you time and elbow grease. Updated on January 10th, 2025 by Chelsea Bowen. When it comes to cleaning, my motto is work smarter, not harder. Fortunately, some companies live by this dictum too and have created tools that are designed to make my and your cleaning life a bit easier. Let's take on our kitchens, bathrooms, electronics, and other living spaces without fear of dirt and grime and with a lot less elbow grease. We've scoured the web for cleaning tools you may have never thought of for those spaces that need extra TLC. Get every nook and cranny of your home spick and span with these ingenious solutions that tackle the hard-to-reach, the super sharp, and the tiniest of spaces. Best cleaning brushes for the kitchen. Joseph Blade Brush Knife and Cutlery Cleaning Brush. $10, marked down to $8.99 on Amazon. If you've ever sliced your hand while cleaning your knives, this clever brush keeps your fingers safely away from sharp edges. The wraparound design efficiently cleans and maintains your blades so that they're ready to rinse and dry. Kohler Kitchen Sink Squeegee and Countertop Brush, $14.70, marked down $10.63, Amazon. Make your kitchen sink and countertop sparkle with this squeegee. Nylon bristles on one end take care of any dry spills. While the squeegee handles the wet as well as perfectly wiping down the inside of the sink. OXO Good Grips Water Bottle Cleaning Set, $11.99, Amazon. This clever trio keeps your always-by-your-side water bottle sanitized. Stored together on a handy ring, they snap off for use. Each brush has a specific area to tackle, straw, inside the bottle, and all the nooks and crannies of the lid. High Wear Drinking Straw Brush Kit, $4.99, set of 9, Amazon. Reusable drinking straws keep more plastic out of our landfills, and every little bit helps. These eco-minded drinking buddies do need a little extra TLCs in the cleaning department, though. This set has 3 different sizes to ensure you have the right brush to clean inside the tiny straw opening. Full Circle Fruit and Vegetable Bamboo Cleaning Brush, $9.59, Amazon. If you're prepping and cooking more produce at home, make sure you're cleaning fruits and veggies well with this handy brush from Full Circle. It's made of a bamboo handle and recycled plant fiber bristles, plus with no neon plastic in sight. It'll look great on your countertop. OXO Good Grips Kitchen Appliance Cleaning Set, $10.95, marked down $9.95, Amazon. The kitchen is full of tricky places to keep clean, including small appliances around the sink and even baked-on messes. This versatile set has a loop brush, angled brush, chiseled scraper, and flat scraper to help you clean out all the nooks and crannies of your kitchen. The Ringer Stainless Steel Cast Iron Cleaner, $17.99, Amazon. This is a recent discovery I made after inheriting cast iron pans from my husband's grandmother. Although the pans had been well loved for years, they had been stored away and had built up gunk and a little rust on them. This stainless steel chainmail completely brought them back to life. I highly recommend getting one of these if you cook with cast iron. Best cleaning brushes for the bathroom. Lala Fancy Bath and Shower Scrubber, $13.99, Amazon. Cleaning showers and tubs is my least favorite chore. Yes, even behind toilets. They're big and hard to get into all the corners. And did I mention they're big? This long-handled scrub brush is designed to make the job so much easier, and the V-pointed pad will take care of those hard-to-scrub corners. Sigma Beauty Makeup Brush Cleaner Mat. $30, marked down to $21, Amazon. Suction this practical cleansing pad on your sink to get all your makeup brushes squeaky clean. Simply pour a small amount of cleanser on the mat and swirl your brushes around to remove all the makeup residue. Mr. Sega Toilet Bowl Brush and Holder. $14.99, marked down to $12.99. Amazon. This toilet brush is not your average brush. Not only is it made of silicone, but it also has an under-the-rim design that gets to all the crevices of your bowl, so that it truly sparkles. Fuginator Tile and Grout Scrub Brush, $12.95, Amazon. Leave no corner or seam unturned with this bright orange brush. The ergonomic handle is designed for righties and lefties and allows you to tackle all the joints and corners of your kitchen, bathrooms, and floors. 11-piece Drill Brush Attachment Set, $12.99, marked down to $9.99, Amazon. Give your power tools a new use with these brilliant attachments. The collection of 11 brushes attaches to your cordless drill so that you can give your bathtub, floors, kitchen pans, and even upholstery the deepest clean they've ever received. Best cleaning brushes for electronics. OXO Good Grips Sweep and Swipe Laptop Cleaner. $11.99, Amazon. Banish crumbs and fingerprints from your laptop with this two-sided brush. One end has a soft brush for sweeping away dust and dirt, while the other has a microfiber pad for removing smudges from screens and surfaces. Color Coral Cleaning Gel Slime, $9.99, pack of two, Amazon. Slime isn't just for the kiddos anymore. This clever, biodegradable gel gets all the dust and crumbs out of your keyboard, as well as your blinds, car vents, and other hard-to-clean areas. OXO Good Grips Electronics Brush Cleaner, $15.27, Amazon. Our devices have the tiniest crevices that can trap dirt and debris. This double brush has a soft side for cleaning computer keys or phone screens, and cameras, and a silicone wiper for getting into small ports, earbuds, and more. Best cleaning brushes for living spaces. Boeo Air Conditioner Cleaning Brush Set, $7.99, Amazon. Tackle your air conditioner, vents, and other appliances with this pair of cleaning brushes. The coil whisk brush provides a stiff, smooth clean, while the stainless steel brush gets into the fins of the coils without damaging them. DOCA High Reach Dusting Pull Kit, $109.98, Amazon. Whether it's the cobweb you've been staring at in the corner of your living room or the pile of dust you can see on top of your ceiling fan, a little help is required to get those hard-to-reach areas of your home. This extension dusting kit has three different attachments and reaches up to 24 feet. For even higher ceilings, opt for the 34-foot extendable pole option. Dusting just got a whole lot simpler. Tri-Cooling Groove Gap Cleaning Tool, $4.96, Amazon. If you're like us, every time we raise a window to let in the fresh air, our eyes are assaulted by the grime that collects in the tracks. This useful tool helps you clean out dust and pollen from your window and door tracks with ease. The Holcomb Dryer Vent Cleaner Kit, $7.30, set of two, Amazon. Some spots are almost impossible to clean without the right tools. This extra long brush gets all the trapped lint out of your dryer's vent and exhaust port, as well as the coils behind your refrigerator. Those hard-to-reach areas will be cleaner, and your home will be safer. Casabella Blinds Cleaner, $18.99 Amazon. This blinds cleaner makes a dreaded task much simpler. The dual-ended brush tackles every part of your windows. The microfiber fingers easily get the dust between your blinds, and they can be removed and thrown in the wash to be used again and again. The brush on the other side cleans the grooves at the base of your window. This concludes 20 clever cleaning brushes you never knew you needed. Let's move on to Mother Earth News. Hometown Hacks, projects from our readers. The Art of Reducing Expenses. Live a low-cost lifestyle by Patrice Lewis. Rising interest rates, high food and energy costs, and stagnant wages are on everyone's minds these days. Sometimes it seems there's no way to get a handle on out-of-control finances, especially when it comes to the dream of homesteading. For some fortunate people, a homestead is possible because of generous salaries, inherited money or land, or other factors. But many of us live paycheck to paycheck and don't have the extra cash to invest in new projects. Homesteading dreams are often put aside because they seem unattainable. But are they? One way to progress toward dreams and goals is to live as inexpensively as possible and apply any and all spare change toward achieving those goals. I call this low-cost living. This means not only applying all extra income to the achievement of these goals, but also not doing something contrary that would jeopardize them. People frequently jeopardize their goals by spending money on unnecessary stuff, but the hard truth is that only you can fund your goals. Attitude is critical. If you live a low-cost lifestyle and resent every minute of it because you feel deprived, you'll never be happy. Embrace frugality as a fun and challenging adventure. Thrifty tips. Living a low-cost lifestyle has two requirements: being thrifty and reducing living expenses. Being thrifty is both the easiest and the hardest advice to adopt. Many people are so used to impulse buying, both in person and online, that stopping such activities leaves you feeling deprived. Yet these impulse purchases are what sink us deeper into the hole. According to creditcards.com, 75% of Americans have made impulse purchases. It's 90% according to badcredit.com, and half have regretted it. If you're keen to make a purchase, add it to a list and set it aside for a cool-down period. You could reduce your expenses dramatically by simply waiting. You may realize you don't even need or want the item and were just excited with the new possibility. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to the art of reducing expenses. Distinguish needs from wants. In our consumerist society, it's difficult to differentiate between needs and wants. We need food, water, shelter, and clothing. We want restaurant meals, fancy vehicles, a beautiful home, and designer clothing. Adopt a DIY lifestyle. While sometimes it's worth paying experts to do something, such as pouring a concrete foundation or wiring a house, for ultimate thrift, learn to do most things yourself. This can include home repairs, sewing, food preservation, cooking, carpentry, and more. If you're interested in learning something unfamiliar, the internet, such as tutorials and courses on YouTube, is just one of many resources. Someone out there has already made a tutorial on how to rewire a lamp, construct a bookcase, pressure can green beans, or knit socks. Watch and learn. Avoid debt. For many, it's too late. If this is the case, then avoid going further into debt. Put away the credit cards and don't use them again. Adopt an all-cash lifestyle and the envelope system for bills. Apply every spare cent toward climbing out of the hole. Learn to cook. Most people spend an enormous amount on food prepared by someone else. Restaurant meals, takeout food, deli meals, convenience foods, fast food, and more. But learning to cook from scratch using inexpensive ingredients, rice, beans, home canned vegetables, etc., is one of the thriftiest long-term skills you can learn. I'm not an enthusiastic cook, but over the years, I've acquired a repertoire of meals that my loved ones like. There are many tricks to keeping food bills low. A slow cooker is a wonder. Throw in the ingredients in the morning, turn it on low, and you'll have a hot meal in the evening. A bread machine, if you actually use it, can save a huge amount of money. Look for these appliances in thrift stores. Eat your leftovers. Bring last night's dinner to work and save yourself the cost of buying lunch. It's easy to make your own convenience foods by doubling your efforts whenever you make dinner and freezing the leftovers for future meals. The book Once a Month Cooking is an excellent resource. Buy your staples, flour, beans, and so on, in bulk. Try a restaurant supply store. Drink tap water or sun tea instead of soda. Make your meal plans in advance, and then shop for appropriate ingredients, rather than trying to decide what to make for dinner when you're driving home from work or already browsing the store aisles. Eat seasonal foods. They're cheaper. And of course, nix the junk food. Adopt free or low-cost recreation. Home entertainment can include reading, puzzles, board games, and crafts. Away from home entertainment can include walks, camping, hiking, jogging, riding bicycles, playing sports with the kids or with neighbors, and other options. Develop hobbies and pastimes that don't cost money. Surround yourself with friends who prefer to chat over tea rather than wandering the mall. Enjoy potlucks instead of restaurant meals. Avoid disposables. We've become a throwaway society. By some estimates, the average American, just one person, not a whole household, spends $18,000 a year on non-essentials, many in the name of convenience. Using washable versions of disposable products, everything from paper plates to menstrual products, cuts down on both cost and waste. It's a win-win for your budget and the environment. Sometimes reusable or washable versions of common disposable items cost more upfront, but the price is negligible when amortized over many years of service. You could spend $1 for a box of facial tissue that'll be gone in a month, or you could spend $2 on a bandana you'll use for years. Shop secondhand. Thrift stores, online regional listings such as Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and your local paper. Habitat for Humanity Restores and other options are some of the most phenomenal resources available for those on a budget. Clothes, shoes, household goods, sporting equipment, furniture, appliances, automobiles, the list of used items available for pennies on the dollar is seemingly endless. Find balance. In the field of behavioral economics, there's a theory called loss aversion, which suggests that once we get used to a certain level of luxury in our lives, we find it almost impossible to give up, and doing so feels like deprivation. There are ways to keep little sparks of luxury in a low-cost lifestyle. They just have to be frugal versions. I enjoy a glass of wine a couple of times a week, but rather than indulging in a $15 bottle of vino that gives three glasses, I buy a boxed wine that costs $15 and lasts several months. Yes, I could give up the wine, but because I choose not to deprive myself of the occasional glass, I don't feel resentful about our low-cost lifestyle. In fact, using an elegant wine glass and sipping chilled Chardonnay is a lavish ritual that makes me feel wealthy and privileged. That's a lot of benefit from a cheap box of wine. Whatever luxury you enjoy and would feel deprived without, figure out a frugal workaround and give yourself permission to enjoy the results. The goal in frugality is balance. It does no good to cut expenses to the bone if you're sullen and resentful the whole way. Remember, thrift isn't a drag, it's liberation. It's the most powerful tool in anyone's financial arsenal. Now, go forth and save. Patrice Lewis is a homesteader, homeschooler, author, and speaker, an advocate of simple living and self-sufficiency. She's practiced and written about self-reliance and preparedness for 30 years. Living the low-cost lifestyle. Mother's tips. Food. Visit a farmer's market at closing. You may get deals if you take the rest of an item. Connect directly with farmers. Ask about blemished produce or seconds. Go in with a group to buy in bulk, whether for food or seed and plant purchases. Organize your pantry and make a meal plan. Date your goods and use them, starting with the oldest in your meal plan. Make your own convenience foods and use the nose-to-tail approach for scraps. Consider a worker share at a local community-supported agriculture, CSA, program. A volunteer shift can get you a lot of produce. Items. Join local buy-nothing groups and swaps to give and receive items freely. Choose quality pieces of clothing over fast fashion and learn how to mend those pieces to make them last longer. Can't find a tool at the thrift store? Try a tool lending library. Gift inexpensive or free experiences instead of items. Watch for curbside treasures on trash pickup day or on the first of the month when people move out of apartments. You'll be surprised by all the useful goods. That concludes the art of reducing expenses. Next is I Can Make That. Beautiful beeswax candles. Take a shine to candle making by trying this simple craft, which is perfect for gifting or lighting your home through the long winter season. I Can Make That is a new department in Mother Earth News, in which we'll share crafting projects anyone can make. We hope they'll add a homemade touch to your space and replace something you'd otherwise buy. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your craft photos at letters@motherearthnews.com. Mother. By Steph Merkel. Why buy candles when you can make your own? Their warm glow and pleasant beeswax scent will bring comfort and coziness to your winter home, and making them is simple and enjoyable. Plus, you can avoid those headache-inducing artificial scents and questionable ingredients found in regular candles. You can also follow the same process with wax odds and ends from older candles. Mother. This recipe calls for a blend of beeswax and coconut oil. By adding coconut oil, you can reduce the tunneling that can happen in a beeswax-only candle. But if you want a candle made only of beeswax, just replace the coconut oil with beeswax. Tip, if you're making more than three candles, use a 5-to-1 ratio of filtered beeswax to coconut oil. Tools and materials. Designated wax container, metal can, bowl or pitcher, and stirring spoon. Pot big enough to use as a double boiler. 2.5 cups, 20 ounces, filtered beeswax. 1/2 cup, 4 ounces, coconut oil. 3/2 pint, 8-ounce jars. 6-inch long cotton candle wicks. Hot glue gun or a hex nut to anchor your wick in the bottom of the jar. Skewers or pencils. Scotch tape. Decorative ribbon or string, optional. 1. Place the beeswax in your designated wax container. 2. Fill your pot with water about 60% to 70% full. Bring the water to a boil. 3. Put your designated wax container in the pot and melt your beeswax, double boiler style. Once the beeswax is melted, add the coconut oil and stir. Optional, add essential oils here, Mother. 4. Prep your jars. Hot glue your wick to the bottom center of each jar. This can be a little tricky. Use the eraser of your pencil to secure the glue and wick to the jar's bottom. Alternatively, tie your wick to the hex nut and center it in your jar. 5. Wrap the wick around your pencil and prop the pencil across the top of the jar to keep the wick straight and taut at the top. Tape the wick around the pencil. 6. carefully pour the melted beeswax into each jar, leaving about 1/2 inch of room at the top of each jar. 7. Let the candles cool completely, usually overnight is best. 8. Trim the wick to about 1/2 inch. 9. Optional. Tie the ribbon around the rim of the candle. 10. During the first burn, let the entire top surface melt to prevent the wick from tunneling. That concludes the article, Beautiful Beeswax Candles. The last article is from the Green Gazette. Chickpeas, please. This versatile legume is already venerated as a plant-based protein source, and new research published in Plant Biotechnology Journal shows that chickpeas as a crop can excel when exposed to environmental stressors. The researchers, led by Wolfram Weckworth at the University of Vienna, grew dozens of chickpea varieties under drought conditions and discovered that overall chickpeas were able to handle heat and drought particularly well. Drought conditions are intensifying the world over. The National Centers for Environmental Information reports that in 2023, almost half of Earth's landmass experienced at least 1 month of extreme drought. Abnormally dry conditions are becoming the new norm, with crop productivity taking a hit. So the researchers say the chickpea's resilience and the diverse ways it stands up to stress, in addition to its high protein content, means it could be a key crop in a warming world. That concludes Chickpeas, Please. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.